Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
WMFO Medford 10:04, just about 10:05 in the morning. I always come up right near the end. I'm like on the cusp of time. I could be a time traveler.
You could be.
I think maybe I am.
This could be coming from the future. But at least they're still listening to Fats Domino.
Wow. All of a sudden I hear like an echo in my head. And like if you put a seashell up to your ear at the beach.
It's like the ripping sound. It's that space time. It's like a piece of construction paper. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that
the Langoliers, man.
I thought it was my meniscus. Thank God. All right, that last set, boy, that was interesting. Let me see, what did we do? That was a short set, that's why I'm confused. Cheap Trick started that short set from the great new record called We're All Right, If You Still Want My Love was that one. And then, of course, Blue Monday, the great Fats Domino followed up after that. So, Phil, I'm looking at you now because you have two five-song sets
together.
I'm very excited about this. This first one is the ones that you've liked really so far in 2017.
Yeah. You know, I was here in April, and we played some music, and I played, I still think it's one of my contenders for Record of the Year, but Spoon, which is not on on this playlist, but that is a fantastic record that came out a little earlier this year. This year has just been nuts. And in addition to the stuff that we're about to play, there's stuff I couldn't fit on this list, but there's going to be new National, new Iron and Wine, hypothetically new Wilco, the Jeff Tweedy record that just came out, the solo one is unbelievable.
Yeah, I've been going through one of those to decide which one I wanted to play. I haven't found exactly which one yet, but...
Yeah, the solo I'm Trying to Break Your Heart is incredible.
Yeah.
There's a new Queens of the Stone Age, there's a new Haim, there's a new Lord. It's all over the place. But I wanted to start it off with one of my favorite bands in the whole world. And this record's coming out on August 25th. It's the new War on Drugs.
Okay, so we'll start on this one. This one is called Holding On, and we'll play five songs and come back and talk to you. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, it's WMFO, Medford. Go ahead, you. I pushed you. All right, there you go. Yeah.
Once there was a love and I could feel. the things that you read. I guess you got everything now. And every film that you've ever seen fills the spaces up in your dreams. That reminds me. Every usual road's got a sign. Every boy uses the same line. I pledge allegiance to everything now. Every song that I've ever heard is playing at the same time. It's absurd. And it reminds me of everything now. We turn the speakers up till they break. Cause every time you smile, it's a fake. Stop pretending.
Thank you. tragic fiction. I always take the bait, but the margin's gigantic. Am I happy or manic? Does it make you feel good to blend in with the world? Everyone will hear me.
WMFO, Medford, 10:30 in the morning. See, it's just about 10:31. Happens every time. I might as well just tell it. I may as well say it's the next minute. Yeah, whatever. Why do these things bother
this
me?
This could be right like where the dateline is. Like it could you know, jump back a minute right in the studio.
Oh, you're so creeping me out, but I like it. All right, WMFO, Mike on the mic here with Phil Wilcox until 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in. Great show if you've never heard that. It's 2 hours of all women artists. Can be any genre from 11 to 1. So stick around for that for sure. I think it's the longest running female genre kind of a show on the radio, probably in the country. It's been since like 1970, I think. So stick around for that one at 11 a.m. All right, let me tell you what we played in that last set. Actually, I'm gonna make Phil do it because it's all Phil's songs. Then we'll have a PSA. Then we'll go into the next set of songs from Phil. So go ahead. That was great, Phil.
All right, thank you, man. The first was War on Drugs, Holding On, their new single. Their new record comes out on August 25th. As I've been plugging all day, I work at a record store in Jamaica Plain called Tres Gatos. But wherever you buy records, and if you're over on this side of the river, you got Grooves in Somerville. That's a great place, too. But anyway, we will be getting Coke Bottle Clear indie-only vinyl of the War on Drugs. After that was Arcade Fire, Everything Now, the title track to their new record, which is coming out July 28th.
Yeah, I played that a couple weeks ago at the request of Mark Hurwitz, and he said the same thing we were talking about. It's like, you know, some people really want the old Arcade Fire, but that kind of hooks you in.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing their dance thing, you know? Yeah. It's one of the members of Daft Punk and one of the members of Pulp produces that record. It's not their classic arena rock early 2000s sound, but I
not
love it, man. I dig it. Yeah. They're the new Talking Heads. I used to think they were the new Beatles. Now they're the new Talking Heads.
All right.
There's four singles from that up on Spotify that you can check out. The album comes out July 28th. Again, we'll be stocking it on indie-only blue vinyl. After that was, cool. I have to say it.
Yeah, it's cool.
And some people really care about that stuff. I just love having a record, but like colored vinyl, clear vinyl, pictured disc, people really dig it. So, Broken Social Scene was after that. Halfway Home, their first record in 7 years, and the whole band is on it, all 146 members of Broken Social Scene. After that was LCD Sound System, Call the Police. They are back. It's amazing. There's no release date for the record yet, but I can tell you that they'll be coming through Boston on Friday, December 8th at the Aganis Arena. And last up, came out officially yesterday, the newest from Waxahachie. It's called Out in the Storm. And their lead singer, Allison Crutchfield, is incredible. She's like a electronic Joni Mitchell. And also check out, on the same label, both on Merge Records, her solo record, Tourist in This Town. It's amazing.
Yeah, I will tell you, our friend, best musical nerd that we know, Michael Costa, is on the thread, and he had a little comment about Waxahachie. He said she's way cool, and it's a trip, and yeah.
Yeah, she's great, man. She's something else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And my last plug is that, not the Waxahachie, but if you buy the Allison Crutchfield solo record, it comes with a sticker book, including little stickers of her holding the album covers to Joni Mitchell Blue and Bruce Springsteen Nebraska. That you can put on your notebook and be the coolest kid in school.
You can. And tell everybody where Tres Gatos lives again.
We are 470 Center Street in Jamaica Plain. I know it sounds like the other side of the world, but there's multiple train and bus routes that go there. It's very close. Spanish tapas, music venue, wine bar, record store, bookstore.
Beer.
Beer, wine. Food.
And you have live music outside when it's nice.
Oh, we have live music inside when it's nice. Oh, we just did Porch Fest in JP last weekend, so we had live music outside, including a Prince tribute band, and could not plan it better, man. Right when they started doing Purple Rain, the sky opened up and it started raining.
That's how
it
works.
Beautiful, man.
Yep, it's a destination, man. Tres Gatos, you got to check that out.
So please come out, guys. Hang out. Have a beer. Request what music you want. Pick up some vinyl.
Say hi to Phil. Tell him you heard him on WMFO.
I'm there way too much, so you'll probably see me. And one of these days, we'll get Mike over there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Hell yeah.
All right, should I do this real quick?
Yeah, do that real quick.
All right, so I'm loving the PSAs, and I'm sorry that I love them so much. I don't get it. So here we go. We're going to do it again.
All right.
Be a big brother's big sister's volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interest, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister aged 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit them online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org.
Very cool. And Phil, you know, we need to tell everybody, we're going to do whatever we need to do to get you a show here. Starting in the fall.
If you guys think, you guys have been so active on the thread that Mike posted earlier. If you think that's a good or bad idea, please post about it.
No, you should definitely come here and share what you know from working around music all day long.
Well, this place is amazing, too. I don't know you probably have pictures up of the studio.
Yeah, a lot of people have been here.
But, it's just like it's a music fan's dream. There's records and CDs and tapes everywhere and Christmas lights and paintings of Abe Lincoln and Iron Man. And it's amazing. It's totally worth getting up at 7 in the morning on a Saturday to come across the city for, because this is like music heaven.
It is. It is. So speaking of music heaven, songs you love, 5 of them coming up.
5, they're completely random. I'm gonna warn you guys, there's no theme. They're all over the place, but I hope that you like them too. And we'll talk about them when we come back, probably.
Sure.
Right?
We're starting off with Wendy Renee.
Wendy Renee on Stax Records.
Let's see how this works, everybody. It's WMFO, Medford.
inside my heart. Shadow in my house, the man, he has brown eyes. She'll never go to Hollywood. Love moves me. I want you rocking back inside my heart. I want you rocking back inside my heart. Rocking back inside my heart. Tell your heart you make me cry. Tell your heart don't let me die. I want you rocking back inside my heart. I want you rocking back inside my heart. Back inside my heart. Shadow in my house, the man, he has brown eyes. She'll never go to Hollywood. Love moves me. Inside my heart, I want you rocking back inside my heart. Rocking back inside my heart. She'll never go to Hollywood. Do you remember our picnic lunch? Walked among the pines. The birds sang out a song for us. We had a fire when we came back, and your smile was beautiful. You touched my cheek and you kissed me, and now we went for a stroll. The wind blew our hair, fire made us warm. The wind blew the waves out on the lake. We heard the owl in a nearby tree. I thought our love would last forever.
WMFO it is, and it's 10:53 in the morning. I'm going to leave it at 10:53 this time. Well, Mike on the mic here just for a couple more minutes, along with Phil Wilcox. Hello, Phil.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yep,
I'm awake now.
Yeah, me too. But we got to go soon. But coming up at the top of the hour, Liz is in the house. She'll be taking you through something about the women starting at 11 a.m., so don't go anywhere. Phil, tell everybody what we just played.
All right, so that was The Only Ones, Another Girl, Another Planet. Awesome, awesome old school punk track.
Yep.
There's also a great Replacements cover of that floating around out there. Before that, we played, I don't remember now, hold on. What? Oh, Spencer Davis Group.
Yep.
I'm a Man, one of the best organ lines of all time, and Stevie Winwood killing it. Before that was King Dude doing Rockin' Back Inside My Heart. It's a cover of a Julie Cruise song from the original Twin Peaks soundtrack.
Wow. If you didn't say that, I never would have known where that came from. It's so familiar. Yeah.
There's a record called Plays Each Other's Songs where her and him just cover each other's stuff. I cannot think of two musicians less alike, and that's why it works, I'm pretty sure. Before that was Grace Jones, Pull Up to the Bumper off of Island Life, her greatest hits. And it's also originally on Nightclubbing, which is one of the coolest, best party records of all time. And started out with Wendy Renee, After Laughter Comes Tears. It's available in a lot of the various Stax box sets that you see out there. And it's just a really cool, deep soul single.
All right. So we got about five more minutes, maybe about two or three more songs. Going to start with New Noise from our friends in Bad Marriage. Another great cover from these guys. They're covering Judas Priest in this one. This is Living After Midnight at WMFO.